All right, here we go. What day is it? Thanks for asking, Greg. Today's February the 20th. We got a lot of day. Today's Love Your Pet Day.
Yeah.
You love the chickens over there. You consider your chickens pets?
No, but Clay does. I tell you what, though, if you go out barefoot or wearing sandals, they'll peck your toes.
How much is that to do that if I've got that fetish?
We'll come to your house.
Well, this leads into National Handcuff Day. There's a lot of S&M on this day.
What Steve Martin called that? Spaniards and Mexicans?
Oh, I stopped watching that show years ago.
He did. Yes, he did. Spaniards and Mexicans. Oh, my goodness. Clean out your bookcase day, Greg.
I need to. That is the truth.
Hey, did you not go to the Tennessean goodbye last night?
No.
Not invited?
I was invited. I didn't go.
Why would you not go?
I had dinner with Clay and wanted to be with Clay.
Okay. So it wasn't like, I don't want to go down and see, like, Larry Woody's going to kick my ass if I show up.
Larry and I are very good friends.
All right.
I'm trying to think of who might. There's a few of them.
Just making sure, man.
And that street runs two ways.
But. Who was the, the guy that used to cover, I met him years ago, very nice. He covered NASCAR. He passed away.
Oh, Joe Caldwell.
Is that the banner?
Yeah, with the banner. Him and Larry Woody were best friends.
Yeah, he was a good man.
And competitors, but best friends.
Hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing it, aren't you?
I'm not gonna stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hits my hair.
You know, you're talking about Joe Caldwell. He covered the OVC and NASCAR.
Did he really?
And back when those things were big for the paper. And, of course, we had a local track here, you know, up until 84 and everything. He married Boots Donnelly's sister.
I didn't
know
that.
Joe Caldwell did. And,
small world, and
for him, he was the one that got the 401k retirement plan set up at the Nashville Banner. And so, which... glad that I fully invested in. Yeah.
Nice, Greg. Yeah.
So good for him. He was a great guy.
This day, 1927. On this day, golfers in South Carolina are arrested. Why are they arrested in 1927?
I mean, because they're black?
Nope.
I mean, is it a racial thing? Or
that's not a racial thing.
They wouldn't put their shirts on?
No. Golfing on the Sabbath.
You know what? I'm old enough to remember blue laws in Kentucky that you could not go to the to a store at all on Sunday.
1953, August A. Bush buys the Cardinals for how much?
What year?
1953.
$20 million.
$3.75 million. It's a lot of money today.
It's a lot of beer.
1954. This lady wins the Serbian Golf Open. 1954. There's only one that we always talk about.
Babe Diedrichson.
That a boy. Man, that was close.
I know. Under the wire, Babe Diedrichson.
1963, Willie Mays signs the record contract in baseball for 1 year. How much?
$100,000.
Yes. 1971, Phil Esposito is the quickest in NHL history to do this. 1971.
100 points.
50 goals in one season. We will not give that to you, but thanks. 1974, Gordie Howe comes out of retirement to play for this team. How much did they pay him?
You need the team?
Yeah.
Was it Hartford?
It was not. Okay. It was not an NHL team.
Oh, World League? I'd say they paid him $75,000.
$1 million.
Okay.
Played for the Houston Arrows. Not a bad little payday there for him, huh? Going down here. 1986. I did not know this. L.A. Dodgers pitcher Oral Hershiser was the first to win this amount of money in salary by arbitration.
Wow. $2 million.
$1 million. Got it within two. Got to give it to you.
Got it within $2 million.
Yes. Let's see here. Going down here. What we got? Anybody going on that don't know that one? More money stuff. Let's get out of this. Yeah, all right, let's go to celebrity birthdays. We got a lot of birthdays for the week. It's tied at one. We're tied at one, Greg.
Tied at one.
Yeah, here we go. First up, Anderson Cooper's mom, socialite Gloria Vanderbilt.
Wow, she's still alive.
That's rude.
85.
95.
95, exactly. Charlie knows his socialites from New York. I knew you'd lose that one. Actor Sidney Poitier.
88.
87.
92.
Mm-hmm.
Racing Hall of Famer Roger Penske.
79.
80.
82. 2-0. Hockey Hall of Famer Phil Esposito.
Trader Phil.
72.
75.
77. Charlie's just popping that outside, man, on that corner. He's getting the calls. Mitch McConnell, Kentucky Senator.
76.
67.
77 Pogues on the board. 3-1, Charlie.
I know my old senators.
Actress Sandy Duncan. Sandy. Sandy Duncan.
68.
69.
73. You know her uncle started Dunkin' Donuts. And I made that up. Newspaper Harris. Patricia Hearst.
73.
75.
65.
Wow.
Basketball Hall of Famer Charles Barkley.
55.
59.
56. Pogue knocking on the door. 3-2, Charlie. Model Cindy Crawford. Hey, sweetie.
52.
53.
53! Sonny, back against the wall. Hits the bucket. Man. Hold on. Get some more here.
Did you mix your metaphor there? Back against the wall hits the bucket.
You know, mixing metaphors is illegal in 8 states. Mm-hmm.
At least 8. Comedian Trevor Noah from The Daily Show.
45.
44.
35. Singer Rihanna.
35.
34.
31. Hold on. We got a few more here. Charlie's up 4-2. I want to try to get that swoop on him. Actor French Stewart. He was in Third Rock from the Sun.
50.
51.
55. Actor Ron Eldard from ER. He was also in the movie Deep Impact. He was the one pilot that got blinded.
45.
50.
54. And that is it. Greg, you tried. Good effort. Charlie wins 4-2. All right, Greg, here's a song. One of the most popular songs in 1978. The band, when the song hit the top of the charts, they had no idea it was going to be popular because it was not one of the songs they were proud of, and yet it made them world famous. Come on, buddy. We call this yacht rock.
So what did it? Yacht rock.
It's a phase between disco and, like, MTV. Like, 77 to 81-ish. Come on, man.
Hall & Oates?
Nope.
No, it is... What you gonna do when she says
goodbye?
Player.
Nope. What you gonna do when she is gone? Come on.
Firefall.
Come on. What you
gonna do when she
is gone? They were... doing okay with their career, then Will Ferrell wore one of their t-shirts in a movie and they exploded again.
Is that Jefferson Starship?
Pablo Cruz.
Pablo Cruz. You know what? Can I tell you that?
Yeah.
I had free tickets to Pablo Cruz at the Opry House. By the time this was out, yeah. I was in R&R, A&R Radio.
Right.
And drove all the way down here, forgot my tickets.
Perfect.
But the
you forgot the song.
But
too.
They were on A&M Records, and the guy hooked me up.
There you go. And all at once, you're ready to hang it up. Those things didn't turn out the way you planned. Oh. And all your friends, they calling you a fool, 'cause you don't know a good thing when you got it in your head.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.